With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The last time Donald Trump stood in that very spot, he was shot and wounded. Yesterday, he made a triumphant return to Butler, Pennsylvania, and a huge audience. And Trump says that Vice President Harris became the Democratic nominee as the result of a coup which removed Joe Biden from the ticket.
We had a debate, and the debate ended, and all of a sudden they come to him and they say, we want you out, you're not going to win the election. And he said, I don't want to get out. He got 14 million votes. If you believe in democracy or a system, he got 14 million votes and she got none. She was the first one out, 22 candidates, and she never made it to Iowa. She quit before Iowa, and now she's running.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hurricane Helene has severely damaged drinking water utilities in the southeast. Western North Carolina was especially hard hit. Flooding tore through the city of Asheville's water system, destroying so much infrastructure that officials said repairs could take weeks. Correspondent Brittany Peterson has more.
The residents carrying jugs of water to refill and an armful of diapers that they picked up at a distribution center. You know, food's fairly hard to come by. There's still lines at grocery stores. Lots of places are still cash only. But there is this vibe of generosity. Tons of places are just giving out free meals.
Powerful new explosions have rocked Beirut's southern suburbs overnight as Israel expands its bombardment of the Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist groups in Lebanon. Hamas says two top members of its military wing have been killed. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has said North Korea's recent disclosure of a nuclear facility was likely an attempt to grab U.S. attention ahead of the presidential election. He also says the communist North will likely stage major provocations like a nuclear test explosion and a long-range missile test. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. John Kerry says the First Amendment is a problem. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Christian churches in California and prominent figures such as activist Charlie Kirk are urging congregations to get involved in ballot gathering or ballot harvesting. That's the practice of collecting ballots and dropping them off at county offices, which is legal in 35 states, now including California. Proponents believe this will be an important tool for conservative Christians to have a voice in a national election. This is SRN News. And now, of all things, a totally different problem has popped up for thousands of people who've lost everything in the Helene flooding in the southern U.S. With more on the story, special correspondent Norman Hall.
Deadly flooding from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina has also disrupted the underground nest of yellowjackets, bees, and other insects, causing them to swarm and sting people struggling to recover from the storm. It's caused such a surge in requests for medication to protect people allergic to stings that the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is buying Benadryl and epinephrine injections to help fill requests through hospitals, emergency medical personnel, and doctors. And the humanitarian aid group Direct Relief says it has sent more than 2,000 EpiPen injections to community health centers, clinics, and pharmacies across western North Carolina. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more details, more stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.